From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Texas and Oklahoma are still in the path of severe storms. Parts of central and north Texas have been drenched by up to 10 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. A mandatory evacuation has been issued for residents in an area north of Houston. Authorities there are concerned heavy rains may cause a dam to fail. In Oklahoma, there have been numerous water rescues from both homes and vehicles. Thomas Hudson is a safety trainer with Rogers County Emergency Management in Claremore. He's warning people not to take any chances while driving.
We're just trying to educate the public not to drive in the water to go around, because it doesn't take a whole lot to be able to wash a car away. A vehicle itself can have water come in it, and then if they try to get out of the vehicle to get to dry land, then they themselves can be swept away by the water.
An Oklahoma firefighter died yesterday. He was swept away while helping to rescue people from high water. The nation's economy is getting a big boost from this three-day holiday weekend, the first big weekend of the summer travel season. NPR's David Shaper reports.
The U.S. Travel Association is projecting this to be the best Memorial Day weekend for travel-related businesses in at least a decade. Association President and CEO Roger Dow.
We're predicting 37 million Americans will be on the road in one way or another, or flying. It's going to be a $12 billion boost to our economy, because all these travelers each spend $330 each. So it's going to be a monster weekend for travel and for attractions and for cities.
But if you're among those driving, flying, or taking the train somewhere, Dow urges patience as congestion and delays are getting worse. And he says it's not just in big cities, but all around the country. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
The State Department says it's deeply troubled by a new Russian law that allows Russian authorities to shut down any undesirable foreign or international organization they consider to be a threat. The BBC's Danny Eberhardt reports Russian President Vladimir Putin signed the law into effect this weekend.
A State Department spokesperson, Mary Harf, said the U.S. was concerned the law would further restrict the work of civil society in Russia. She described it as a further example of a growing crackdown on independent voices, and accused Russia of trying to isolate its people from the world. Any foreign or international organization deemed to threaten Russia's constitutional order or national security can now be prosecuted and have its assets frozen. The Russian government has accused the United States and other Western powers of using NGOs to try to engineer political change in Russia and former Soviet states such as Ukraine and Georgia.
The BBC's Danny Eberhardt. Nobel Prize winner and mathematician John Nash has died. He and his wife were killed in a car accident on the New Jersey Turnpike last night. They were in a taxi cab when its driver lost control of the car and crashed into a guardrail. Nash, who inspired the film A Beautiful Mind, was 86. This is NPR News in Washington. There's been a grim discovery today in Malaysia. As Michael Sullivan reports from neighboring Thailand, local media in Malaysia are reporting the discovery of mass graves that are feared to contain the bodies of hundreds of migrants from Bangladesh and Myanmar, formerly known as Burma.
The Malaysian newspaper Utusan reports more than 30 mass graves have been found in two spots just across the border from neighboring Thailand, where the bodies of several dozen migrants were discovered earlier this month, prompting a crackdown on traffickers that has left thousands of migrants abandoned on smugglers' boats in the Andaman Sea. Malaysia's Star newspaper says more than 100 bodies have been recovered so far in northern Malaysia since Friday. Last week, Malaysia and Indonesia said they would offer temporary shelter to those on board the boats, whose human cargo includes members of Myanmar's Muslim minority Rohingya fleeing persecution, and economic migrants from neighboring Bangladesh. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.
Same-sex couples in Ireland are continuing to celebrate after Irish voters said yes to legalize same-sex marriage in the country. But Friday's decision isn't sitting well with the Catholic Church. Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Martin, says the vote against the church teaching on gay marriage means that Catholic leaders in Ireland need to find a new voice for reaching the country's youth.
There's a growing gap between Irish young people and the church. And there's a growing gap between the culture of Ireland that's developing and the church.
Ireland is the first country to approve same-sex marriage in a popular national vote. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.